Most experts will tell us that learning is a lifelong exercise. Folks at the Second Half Lifelong Learning Institute truly believe that. The Institute is a nonprofit educational group for people over 50 years of age. The Institute is recruiting students for its fall semester, or soon will be recruiting. And here to talk about the Second Half Lifelong Learning Institute is Joan Fye, who's president of the Institute's Board of Directors. Welcome, Joan.
Thank you.
There's a quote here I'd like to read. Commit yourself to lifelong learning. The most valuable asset you will ever have is your mind and what you put into it. Albert Einstein is the person who said that. And I think that's pretty well true. I mean, it's always good, even at an older age, to keep learning. Keep learning about things. Keep doing something and learning. That's really, I would add to that. So, Joan, tell us a little bit of history about this organization. How long have you been involved, and how long has it been around?
I don't know nationwide how long it's been around. There have been different groups in different parts of the country. Our particular organization here has been around probably about 25 years, maybe a little bit longer. I've been involved with them for 10 years. And if it's okay, I'll tell you a little story.
Sure.
I retired from the Veterans Administration in 2015. I was a therapist for combat vets. And the first year I retired, I had bought a house and it needed some work to have done. So all of my time was involved in doing that. And after that was done, I said, okay, what am I going to do now? And a friend told me about Second Half, and they had a luncheon that she took me to. Well, she ended up being a snowbird and living in Florida most of the time that the classes are going on. And I joined it and loved it, absolutely loved it. Mm-hmm. And I also got involved with the Fairhaven Animal Shelter at that same time, which filled my time that I had.
So you've been involved for about 10 years.
Yes.
What does the board see as the mission of Second Half Lifelong Learning?
Well, primarily it is to provide classes to seniors that will not only teach them things, but also entertain them, to get people together, because there are a number of seniors out there that are very isolated, and they really need to spend time with one another, make new friends, go places. And Second Half does that. They're very, very good about that. Most of our teachers are retired professionals, but they're people, so they take other people's classes as well. And I just love it.
So what sort of classes in the fall are coming up? I know, I guess, we talked before we started recording this interview, and you said, well, that the list of classes for the fall are coming out in the middle of August.
It'll be on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. On your website.
Yes.
Okay.
And somebody who either calls in or goes on the website to fill out an application, you'll get a catalog mailed to you.
Well, so what sort of classes do you have? You don't have the exact listing of the fall classes, but I'm sure you can refer back to tell me about some of the classes that you have.
Well, I have a list of the classes that were for this past spring. And they fall into the categories of art classes, commentary classes, foreign language, health, wellness, and meditation, history, music, nature, reading and writing, science, speaking, and travel.
So there's certainly a wide variety of classes that are available. What's been... I know we all hate to talk about COVID, but COVID really did a number on this program, didn't it?
It did. we were doing very, very well until COVID hit. And because we're seniors, some of our members did pass away. Some of our members ended up in nursing homes. Some of them moved away to live with their children. So we've lost, you know, a number of our students, and we're trying to gain that back now. The program similar to ours up in Boston actually closed down. And we have to thank our director, Roberta Melton. She kept it going. We did Zoom classes instead and kept it going. COVID really changed everybody's life.
Sure, absolutely. It changed life here at the radio station. And I think every business obviously went through some changes, clearly. Is there a cost to these classes?
There is.
Joan, tell us about that.
You pay $50 for registration. Okay. And the whole thing is $150, because then you pay for the registration, but that lasts for a year. And then the $100 is actually for the classes that you take, not only for the classes, but we have a lot of expenses too. We have things that need to be copied and mailed out, and, you know, just things like that. I know it sounds like a lot of money for some people. I feel like for myself, and I can only speak for myself, it is more than well worth it.
Why?
I have just enjoyed. We have a number of retired professors that are fantastic speakers. We have one man who used to own a store down in South Dartmouth who recently retired, and he's an expert on Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know who you speak.
He's a wonderful teacher too. So again, it helps you to mingle with other people. It teaches you things. Sometimes it challenges you. And I just think the interaction of the people is very important.
Well, it is very important, especially when you get older. It's a challenge, but this is a way for people, older people, why it's called Second Half,
right,
Lifelong Learning Institute, second
right,
half of your life, 50 years and older, these programs are open to. Do you receive any grants or other revenue to help offset your costs?
Mostly just donations, not grants.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult to get grants these days.
First, you got to have a grant writer. Somebody
well,
who knows
true.
What they're doing.
True. But we have so many very generous people. Mm-hmm. We have been in the hole for a couple of years. And this year, if everything goes as we think it will be the first year that we're in the black again.
All right. You're listening to Town Square Sunday. I'm Jim Phillips. My guest is Joan Fye, who is the board president of the Second Half Lifelong Learning Institute based in Fall River. You mentioned this earlier, but I wonder if you could kind of flesh it out a little more. Who are some of the instructors in this program? Not necessarily names, but what they do, what they know, what they pass on.
There's a group of them, and they call themselves the clowns because they get together for lunch a couple times a week.
Okay.
Very, very intelligent. There is a retired college professor. There is a retired counselor who used to work at the jail. There is a man who was originally from Spain, and he's very knowledgeable about Spanish history, and he's the one that teaches the Spanish class. I have to think who the other ones are. We have two brand newly retired college professors. that taught a class or taught classes in the spring, and they're very, very good. It's a gentleman and his wife. Very good. We have one person who is very knowledgeable about theater, and she's taught classes. We have fun classes too, like we have trivia classes and things like that. But we do have a lot of people who are very professional, have been doctors, lawyers, professors, counselors.
Judges.
Yes, yes.
Even Tim Weisberg.
Yes.
He taught a class on the paranormal.
Yes, he did, and he was well-loved.
So there you go. Those are the instructors for these classes. And they come from all walks of life.
Yes.
But they clearly have something that they know very well and want to pass it on to folks.
Or they are passionate about certain things, too. Yeah.
Are these classes limited to Fall River or just New Bedford? Is there a limit to who can sign up?
No.
No. No restriction at all.
We have people from different places in Rhode Island. We have people from all the way to Marion, Acushnet, New Bedford, Fall River. We get people who come from all around. Mostly the thing is, are you able to drive?
Yeah. So the classes are open to anyone. They are usually held in places that are accessible to the public,
right?
Or Zoom. So how can people sign up or register?
I would say the easiest thing to do is to go online. It is the second half LLI, which means Lifelong Learning Institute, .org. And as of right now today, the new catalog has not come out, but it will be coming out shortly, and it will list all of the classes and when they're held and who the teachers are. And if you want to sign up today, you can go ahead and join and then pick the classes when the catalog comes out.
All right. So what have been some of the more popular classes? Do you recall what they might have been?
Well, as I said about the gentleman that owned the store in Dartmouth. He was so knowledgeable about Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
The people in his class just loved him. We have one individual who teaches political classes, but also social classes. And he is, everybody loves his class. His class is usually full, like the first day that the catalog comes out, because he's such a good speaker and people love him. We have one man who's the retired college professor, and his background is primarily history, but he's a very, very good speaker and he's very knowledgeable. But the truth about most of us is we're getting older, and it can be difficult and it can be time consuming to teach an 8-week class. So we're hoping to get some new people. We're hoping to get some younger people who will tell us what the younger generation is focusing on in their life, so we can appeal to more people.
All right. Now, in looking at your previous catalogs, the classes are held all over the South Coast, really, in libraries, Council on Aging buildings, public places, and of course on Zoom. It is a wide variety, as Jones mentioned, a wide variety of topics. Again, if you are interested in taking a class or two, check it out, the second half, LLI.org. Second half, LLI.org is the website. You can register right there, and it's kind of a treasure trove of classes, really. There's a lot of interesting things. If you like gardening, there's gardening. If you like birds, there's birds. If you like flowers, there's flowers. If you like history, there's history. There's all kinds of subjects there that people can get into and enjoy.
We actually had, if you don't mind me telling you, this in the spring, I taught a class with another one of our members. And I had done a lot of research, historical research on America. And I was, I should say, very angry at what white European settlers did to Native Americans. And so I did a lot more studying. And I wanted to call the class The Hypocrisy of America, but Roberta wouldn't let me. So she named it...
I think I saw this in the catalog.
You probably did, yes.
And I said to myself...
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, the underside of the American experiment.
Well, there you go. I think there's all kinds of classes, folks, and they all have an interesting... tie into all of these subjects, history, judiciary, law, all of it. So if you're interested, again, secondhalfLLI.org is the place to register and sign up. My guest has been Joan Fy, the board president for the Second Half Lifelong Learning Institute. Joan, thanks for coming
in. Thank you. I appreciate your having me. Thank you.
I hope your classes are chock full this fall. I really do. That's it for Town Square Sunday this week. Thanks for listening. Mike Roberts and Tim Weisberg get a thank you as well for their help in getting this program on the air and on our social media sites. I'm Jim Phillips. Join me again next week for Town Square Sunday. Until then, have a wonderful Sunday and a great week ahead.